The Headline Challenge. BBC Tees.
And here he is, Ed of the Northern Echo. Your story today is...
It's about a seagull, Ali, in Melbourne. It was on a cricket pitch. There was a cricket match going on, and the seagull got bonked on the head by a cricket ball. Everybody thought it was dead. It was carried off the field and lay by the boundary. And then, to the crowd's delight, it suddenly jumped up and came back to life.
And it pecked the fielder on the heel and just resumed exactly the same position it was in before it got hit on the head by the cricket ball. Which may say something about seagulls, cricket matches in Melbourne. But anyway, your headline to go with the story is...
Caught in the gully.
Do you know what?
What's that?
I can see exactly what you've done there, Peter. Caught in the gully at Northern Echo. Well, Sarah, from the breakfast team, lots of alternative suggestions. What have we got?
Yeah, we've had lots today. Thank you very much to everybody. How about this one, Ali, from Mark?
I get knocked out, but when I get up again, nobody's going to keep me down.
It's just like the X Factor.
Mark, that was very good.
Thank you, Mark. I appreciate that.
Possibly.
I don't even know. Moving on. Well done, Mark. Alan says, I like this one from Alan. Second wingings. Because he got a second chance.
As in the second
innings. Yeah, second wingings. Yeah. Richard says, dropped on the boundary. Christopher says, on a wing and a prayer. Andrew says, unflappable. We've got from Tony, Dickie Bird, or Wallaby next, because it was in Australia, you see.
Yes.
Wallaby next. Tony says, it wasn't a duck, so it's not the duck with Lewis method. It's the seagull with Lewis method.
Well, that's awful.
Okay. All right. Steve says, down but not out. Sue says, LBS, leg before seagull.
Yeah,
Cremo says under harm, which is good from Cremo, thank you very much. But we're going with this one from Stephen. Beak from the dead.
Yes. BBCT's breakfast. Caught in the gully, Northern Echo. Kerry, the arbiter of all things fair. Where's the points?
I'm going to give it to the Echo today. 2-4. Echo wins the week.